We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us, familia. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's cracking, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
She's waiting for your phone call right there, 877-971-HITS. You can call or text. And good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Majestic ready for the Amp Mini Mix at 7:15 in the morning. All right, we're kicking it off like this because you guys are struggling in the morning. Thank you for being up so early with us. So I'm hooking you up with two tickets to go to the advanced screening of Overlord at the AMC Burbank 16. All right, so you get to be there. Call 9. You win automatically. 877-971-HITS. Thank you so much for listening to us. It's the small things that bring a lot of happiness to some people. Like for me yesterday, I told you guys this. I was really stressed out because my barber broke his hand, sending my best out to Johnny. So I was freaking out because I get a haircut every week, once a week, straight up. Guys, I went to a barber yesterday. His name's Manny, out in Chino Hills. The guy did great, bro.
I mean, good.
I was so happy because that's scary, man. Going to get somebody else to do your hair for the first time, you don't know. You're recommended by a homie, but you really don't know what you're going to get.
Question, though. Yeah. Now, are you going to go back to Johnny when his hand's repaired? Because I mean, Manny's out by your crib, so stand to reason that's a little bit easier to go to Chino Hills and get your hair cut. Like, just, oh, I could pop over there then in like what, like mid-city LA,
right?
You never know, it's a little bit tougher to get down there. So how are you going to break this news to Johnny besides you just did it publicly?
Well, here's the thing, it is good to have two options, I will say.
Thank you, Chelsea.
You know what I mean? Because depending on what you have going on during the week, if it's easier to go somewhere around here after work or on the weekends when you're back at home, it's good.
Do they know? It's haircut infidelity.
Do they know about each other? Listen, and a lot of
dudes. You got a side chick now.
A lot of dudes that are listening to us right now, you know that many of you are more loyal to your barber than any girl you've ever dated. And that's the truth.
Oh, that's so depressing.
I mean,
it is, but it's real.
Oh my God.
Chelsea, it is real. You
okay,
go through guilt sometimes if you're like, oh my gosh, like somebody else cut my hair better. How do I leave my ex-barber without hurting his feelings? You feel me?
Right. Like Edgar's going to show up. And if Johnny doesn't know, Edgar's like, oh man, I got to get my hair cut. He's going to look at it and be like, hey, who did this face?
Exactly. They'll notice. And usually they'll be like, oh, you obviously got your hair did somewhere else.
It's like showing up at your house and you smell like someone else.
Well,
like,
Johnny knows.
Hey, where's that perfume from?
He knows you have to obviously move on for right now while he can't do. What are you going to do? Are you just going to like not let your hair overgrow? Like you have to do something about it. He's got to be understanding is what I'm saying.
I was rocking a pretty lethal Bruno Mars fro. I will say that. Listen, I'm going to be open to both of them. I already told Manny yesterday, hey, man, I have a legit barber, but he broke his hand.
You're so honest.
I'm going to talk to Johnny when the time comes around and says, hey, if it's okay with you guys, I'm just going to do both of you.
Can I get a fade three-way?
You know what I'm saying?
You just want a fade three-way.
Johnny, you get the right side of my head. Manny, you get the left side of my head.
But I want to do the part. Can I have the left side?
Who's going to do the razor part? Anyways, shout out to all the barbers, hair salons, people that work in hair salons, people that work hard in somehow, some way, shape, or form, getting hair for Chelsea's weaves and whatnot.
Thank you, Lord.
We were having this conversation before we went on air.
Yeah.
Where does your hair come from?
It's human hair.
But like, do you specifically know like where?
You know,
does it say like made in and then it says the country where that human was from?
No, I haven't done that much research, you know, but I know that it looks great and it curls great and when I'm into it, you know?
But what if it's off a dead person?
So that could, I mean, that's really upsetting
to me. Isn't
that
creepy out a little bit?
To think about, 100%.
Spooky. What did that person do?
I mean, I don't know, guys. It's just, I don't have many options right now.
Serious question. Can you please text us if you know where weaves come from? Please
it says human hair, so it's human hair.
Are you just going to believe it, Chelsea?
Well, I mean, I trust.
Your haunted weave over there.
Someone proves me wrong that I can't trust them.
877-971-HITS. Text a brother. 877-971-HITS.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, and Chelsea's weave.
The spirit amongst us.
We're going real deep this morning and asking a very deep question. A lot of you have come across them. Hair extensions, weave, especially us men. You're meeking out with a girl for the very first time. You're trying to be romantic. You go for the back of the head to just kind of caress her.
We try to swat you away because you know it's coming.
All of a sudden, you're like, I'm stuck. Yeah. What is this ridge that
some
I feel?
Of it comes out of your head.
Does she have surgery on her head? What is going on? It's a weave. It's a hair extension. And just recently, Chelsea revealed her extensions to us. You lifted up the top of your hair, Chelsea.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe like a lot of your hair that you have right now is real because it looks so good.
Well, it is real.
Or yours,
hair,
at least. It's really yours.
Yeah, but
that's what I meant.
It's taped in. You know,
someone gave you an alley-oop over there.
So we asked Chelsea, where does your hair come from?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's human hair. And we're like, how do you know? What human? Are you confirming that? So we're asking you this morning, where do weaves really come from? It's a deep situation, you know? We got Rook, who's a salon owner, on the phone right now. And Rook, good morning.
Oh, hi, Edgar. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Hey, Rook, we have a hair question for you.
Okay.
Where do weaves really come from? Extensions.
Oh, my God. Well, the one I tell my clients to buy is 100% human hair. So you would think it would come from a human.
But we don't know for sure because that's the thing. Like, I've been told that too. And that's what the packaging says. But like,
it could probably come from horses and stuff like that because horses have beautiful tails. Like the manes are like probably like the bundles that you get.
Chelsea, do you feel like you've been bucking a lot lately? Rook, do you believe that whosever hair you put on somebody else... I said bucking with a B. Chelsea! Do you believe
like
that
which
whatever...
one have I been doing?
Do you believe that whatever hair, whatever humans or horses' hair you use to put on your clients, do you believe like part of that person's spirit or like personality goes into the new person that you're putting the hair on?
I mean, it would make sense if it did.
It could be possible. I mean, I don't know, maybe.
So answer this question. So if people are selling their hair, what caliber of human being do you think is strapped and pinched in a spot so much where their last resort to survive is to sell their hair? Do you think that's a good person or do you think it's generally a bad person?
Please don't talk bad about my hair donor.
Well, some people are born with enormous amounts of hair, too. Yeah. So maybe they just want to give it up.
Free as hell. Good point. Rook, thank you so much for answering so many of our questions this morning.
Oh, my God. Thank you for calling me. I love to hear you guys.
Oh, thank you. We love to hear you, too.
Do you think we need to bring a spiritual guru in here to, like, cleanse the studio because Chelsea's haunted hair?
I have a friend who can help you with that.
Oh, wow.
So
you got
everyone. Let me know. Call me back.
Yo, go to Rook's shop. You get a spiritual healer and a weave.
Love you guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Rook. Bye.
Bye.
They rinse it in holy water first to make sure it's not possessed.
So many questions. We're getting texts coming through right now. 877-971-HITS. Tamara, who's on our phone producer as well, grabbing your calls. You have extensions as well, right, Tamara?
Yes, I do.
Do you know, has it been made clear where your extensions come from?
Well, this is Indian Deep Wave.
Okay.
So the difference between, there's synthetic hair, which is like horse hair, fake hair, which you can't curl, put any heat or it'll burn.
It's safe.
So that's when you know it's fake hair, if it burns. Now, real hair is if it can curl and it has a nice wave, or you can get Brazilian straight, Indian straight, like it's so many different types.
Sounds like you're ordering off Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Chelsea,
yeah,
kind of.
Do you know what you ordered?
Well, it's just a straight blonde situation. It's an 18-incher, you know?
So it's probably Indian straight.
It's 18 straight. But I'm reading up more on this, and it's kind of...
Shady practices.
Yeah, there are. It's definitely like hair. Human hair is a prized thing. And they're even talking about how there are like gangs involved and like getting hair, like cutting people's hair off.
This is crazy.
So now I'm like, is there a weave cartel? Like, what's happening?
Yo, legit. Like, kind of like blood diamonds.
Dude, yeah. Now I'm like, I'm questioning everything.
It's like, you know, the state of the person who had the hair illegally cut off them, if they were in a panicky situation, if they were scared, then that hair has to transfer to you. Well, you have to be a little bit like scared.
Okay, so this is a new weave. Like I got this weave about a month ago. So have you guys noticed any differences in my personality?
For sure.
Like in what?
I thought it was Mercury being in retrograde, but it's definitely not now.
Like what though? I want to know.
I'll tell you later. What are our texts saying?
We got one. This is my favorite text of the morning so far from the 562. Frank here. That's always who you want to go to for hair advice. 98% of all hair weaves come from India. It is part of their religious practices to shave their heads for their god, and then the guy behind the curtain capitalizes on this by selling their hair worldwide.
The guy behind the curtain, Oz or what?
I guess. I don't know. We'd have to ask. We'd have to have Frank elaborate on that one.
We try to reach out to Frank, but he's not answering his phone calls. I think he's on the phone with the guy behind the curtain.
We got another one from the 909 saying, I've been getting weave since I was 13. Most of the hair comes from India, and then they use it for wigs and other things. And no, they're not from cadavers, Brian. But what do you know?
I guess they wouldn't tell us if they were, right? If there is some shady stuff going on. I don't know.
If you check that box, organ donor, does that exclude hair? I'm just saying. Okay, I don't know.
Food for thought, guys. Ladies and gentlemen that get weaves extensions, do you know where your hair is really coming from? Just ponder on that
I
for a second.
I did. No, I don't know.
Now you're in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah, I am.
Chelsea's going to go back to her fade haircut.
I could maybe rock it.
You could rock it, girl.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning, 641 right now and 60 degrees here in LA. The high is going to be 74 degrees today and sunny by this afternoon for LA and the OC, and about 78 degrees for the IE and the Valley. Enjoy that, familia. It's getting to that weather in the morning where not only do you want a little coffee, but you want some chocolatito, you know, some hot chocolate, abuelita style. Have you guys ever had chocolate abuelita? Like the brand Abuelita, it's got a little grandma on it.
I thought you were talking glasses. About your grandma specifically. I was like, Edgar, no, I have not had your grandma's hot chocolate.
They both passed already, but thanks.
Well, so is mine. So none of us are going to have
just play. No, but you guys ever had that hot chocolate?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, so good. So it's basically like chocolate tablets, and you put it in a pot, and then you just mix it in there, and the chocolate melts in there. You could just do it with milk or just water, whatever you want. I prefer milk. But it's so good and rich. And then you get some Mexican bread like conchas or sweet bread, you know, with a little sugar on it. So good, guys. I'll bring some in.
Yeah, I've never had any of that.
Sounds good.
So good. Oh, man, my mouth just watered right now. Chocolatito sounds amazing. Coming up next in the Chels Report, what's going on, Chels?
So Ariana Grande makes her big return to the stage. And President Trump may be getting sued by a certain musician who is not happy with something he just did. So that's coming up next in the Chelsea Report. Stay tuned.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So, President Trump may be getting sued, and it's all over this song.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
On Saturday, Trump played that song, which is Pharrell's Happy, during a rally just hours after the horrific shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Obviously, Pharrell, you know, found out he did that. He was very angry. So his lawyer sent Trump a cease and desist letter. Here's what the letter said. So it said, on the day of the mass murder of 11 human beings at the hands of a deranged nationalist, you played his song Happy to a crowd at a political event in Indiana. There was nothing happy about the tragedy inflicted upon our country, and no permission was granted for your use of this song for this purpose. So Pharrell's lawyer continued to say he does not have permission to use Happy without his consent. And there you have it, you know.
So he's not the first artist, though.
Right.
So this has happened like four or five times because of the rallies and people playing music. I think that the tragedy in Pittsburgh, I think that is, it's awful, but I don't think that's ultimately the reason why Pharrell didn't want to play in the music. It's because he saw it. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to play in it. It's an easy route to go down to say, because of that tragedy, you played my song, that's awful. But Pharrell's probably liberal. He's probably a Democrat, and he probably just doesn't want any of his music being played at the rallies. And a lot of artists have said, you know, which is completely their right. Stop playing my music.
Because I think legally, I mean, just because of the situation in Pittsburgh, it's not like legally Trump couldn't play it because of that.
Right, right, right.
It's legally because he didn't have permission. Now, what Pharrell's also pointing out, is it in bad taste?
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. To be playing something like that, you know, after a tremendous tragedy just happened in our country? You know, that's for you to decide.
Yeah, other artists who have sent Trump cease and desist letters include Steven Tyler, Prince's Estate, R.E.M., Queen, and the filmmakers of Air Force One. So you're right, there have been more.
And I think the problem is, it's not that he's playing the music, it's that they broadcast. It's like CNN, Fox, MSNBC, like they end up broadcasting those things almost entirely live. So now your music is not only being played at the rally, it's being played across the world in clips on CNN forever. So it just seems like if I was an artist, I wouldn't want my clips being in the background of something I may not agree with.
Yeah, absolutely. So last night, Ariana Grande performed for the first time in almost 2 months. It was the first time she's performed since the death of her ex-boyfriend, Mac Miller, and split from ex-fiance Pete Davidson. It was during a Halloween special, which celebrated the 15th anniversary of the beloved musical Wicked. She performed the Wicked favorite song. If you guys are a fan, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but it has an insane soundtrack. The song she performed was The Wizard and I, and she absolutely killed it. Here's a little snippet of that.
The wizard, hello.
She has like the perfect voice for Broadway.
So good,
like
man.
I mean, for anything really, but especially for Broadway, she can crush it. And it's live, man. It's amazing.
Musicals are fun, man. I did Grease like 2 years ago in Atlanta. I played Teen Angel. I only had one song. It was like Beauty School Dropout.
Yes.
Well, I was like, whatever the guy's name, Freddie something. I don't remember the actor's name. But it was fun. And the actors that were in the musical, of course, I was just doing like some weird little singing cameo, but they were crushing it. They were dancing. I just had to wander out there and like just try not to forget my words.
Are you a good singer? I never knew that about you.
No, but there's not a whole lot of range on Beauty School Dropout.
Yeah, but still,
I have a feeling because Chelsea usually asks you to rap.
I wasn't going to because I wasn't last time.
She doesn't ask me to rap. She asks me to freestyle, which is a completely different thing than rapping. Freestyling is terrible.
So you can rap? So you'd rap?
If you told me to rap a song and I knew the words, I'd rap a song. But it'd be like, freestyling is one. Okay, listen, I'm way too white to freestyle. I'm not going to do that. And freestyles always go down one of two ways. Either you know how to do it and you're good, or you go through like two lines and then that's it. That you only had two words to rhyme together.
Two lines you always memorize.
I'm actually horrible at freestyling. And the funny thing is that when I try to get people to do it, when I've had people turn around at me and then I'm like, I don't know how to do it. Can't do it. So I apologize, Brian.
It's okay.
But it means I believe in you, and I think you can do it.
I don't.
All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Hopefully you're having a great morning. Coming up next, we want to hear you confess your cray. A situation where you lost it a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you kept it to yourself, but now you want to get it off your chest. I remember that mom that called in, and she's like, you know what? I want to confess my cray. I was driving my kid to school. He was on the passenger seat. I was obviously driving. And some idiot kept trying to cut me off and being a jerk. So I threw my coffee out my son's window and hit the car next to me.
It's an amazing shot.
Wow.
So
I mean, first of all, yes, congratulations on the shot.
I mean, I think that's the key. The key is the awareness that it was crazy.
Yeah.
Because truly crazy people, that's just how they act. They're just like, whatever, another day in the neighborhood. But temporary moments of insanity we can all laugh at because you're like, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. But I can recognize it's crazy.
And we don't judge. We're just here to listen.
Absolutely.
You know, we're just here for you.
Yes, everybody that's listening in their cars or at home, they're probably judging.
Yeah, we can't
but
help
we
they
don't.
Do, but...
Yeah, no. We're a supportive environment.
877-971-HITS is number to call or text. Confess your cray. 877-971-HITS.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Ready to hear you confess your cray. It's a judgment free zone. Hit us up 877-971-HITS. Cecilia from Elk Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
Cecilia, you're in a judgment free zone, at least from us. Our listeners can text in at 877-971-HITS with their judgments, but for us, no judgment. Go ahead, confess your cray.
So with my actually current boyfriend, we were super, super in love. You know, he was living with me. We were talking about how much we loved each other. And then he had to move. His family moved. He has to go help them. And when he moved, he went like completely cold. He stopped texting and calling, started being just didn't care about our relationship anymore. So I called him one day like 28 times in a row.
Whoa.
Just trying to get the answer. Because I knew he had his phone on him. He was just letting it ring, that stupid person.
that's so annoying.
Stupid person.
And he knew that it would annoy me. So he would just keep doing it because he said, I think it's really cute when you get annoyed.
So what happened? Did you finally talk to him? Did you finally figure out what was up or what?
Yeah, I mean, he called back. We talked and he was just like, I'm sorry. It's just, I got to disconnect from you for like a second because it's hard leaving you. And he's gotten a lot better. He's texting me every morning when he wakes up. I mean, he's gotten a lot better. He just knows I am a crazy girl.
Interesting topic you bring up, Cecilia, because what comes, you know, does the chicken come before the egg kind of thing? Like, does the crazy come before the boyfriend not answering his phone? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, did he trigger the crazy or you think you were just crazy from the get-go?
I mean, I've love to say that he triggered it, but I think I just am. I think I'm just that kind of person who needs the attention from the boy I'm dating.
Are you guys back together now, it sounds like?
Yeah, we're together, and he knows that if he does that, he's going to... I try to rein it in, but he knows. I'm a great girlfriend, though, so it kind of weighs out.
Yeah, for sure. Cecilia, so you guys are currently long distance. How far away is he?
He lives... I don't know if you know this, know the area around here, but he lives in Chico, and I live here.
Chico is Northern California. It's north of Sacramento, because Chico State, huge party town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he lives, in that party town?
Yeah, I know this sounds dumb. I don't think he's partying. Even if he was, I mean, get it, man. But, tell me about it, you know?
Sounds like you're going to find out, because you're going to call him relentlessly.
You're on point there.
Cecilia's now going to turn those 28 phone calls to FaceTime calls.
Yes.
Where you at? Show me your surroundings.
Yeah, but obviously he doesn't mind the crazy.
I'm hoping, a lot.
The thing you said that's most important here today, and I think this is why you can move on feeling better, is that you admit that you're crazy, but you're going to try to rein it in a little bit. That's important. That's communication.
And according to Chelsea, he loves your crazy.
Yeah, he does, obviously.
So you're good.
Thank you. That's so nice to say. Thank you.
Absolutely. We got you. Listen, you call in to confess your crazy. We're going to make you feel better. I'm telling you, this really works. Do you not feel better right now, Cecilia?
I do. I actually feel a lot better.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Well, go ahead and call your boyfriend at least 20 times now.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day.
She is awesome, man. She is awesome. Thank God for unlimited minutes nowadays, right?
I feel like we might have been a little too supportive. She's like, I called 28 times. And we're like, that's totally fine. Give him a call. Call him a bunch of times. She's like, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, sure, it's weird. But if he's encouraging it, or at least he's telling her, he doesn't seem to be bothered by it. So what do you do? It's like, all right, well, you guys are perfect for each other.
Well, I feel like we should probably get him on.
Yeah,
she can tell us what he's cool with.
That'll be the next step.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to WWE SmackDown by playing... Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? It's a kids trivia game, and Brian is perfect at it in regards to losing.
I don't want any blemishes of a win on my record.
Yeah, get out of here. Don't mess it up. You're like the opposite of Mayweather.
It's like there's undefeated, and then there's unfeited.
Just I'm defeated. Let's meet our contestants this morning. We got Trisha from Pomona. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
I love that chorus right there. Trisha, please let us know, what are the names and ages of the kids in your car right now?
I have Madison, she's 9. Memphis is 9. And Harlem is 12.
Are Memphis and Madison twins?
No. I just take Memphis to school.
Oh, okay.
they're Irish twins.
We got to it real quick. All right, guys, get ready. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. But before we go ahead and do that and Brian leaves the room, Memphis and Madison, why do you think you'll be able to beat Brian this morning?
He's always trash at it.
He's always trash at
trash.
It. Wow. That was
name calling.
He's always trash at it.
He's always trash at it. That is
okay.
What it is. All right, fantastic. Brian is walking out of the studio with his head down. 30 seconds on the clock. Ready? Here we go. Vampirina's family owns a bed and breakfast that they rent out. What's it called?
Oh, great. Pass.
Okay. All right. Finish.
Pass that one.
Finish the lyric.
Five little ducks went swimming one day over the hills and far away. Mommy duck said quack 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 quack. But
quack quack quack.
Oh my gosh! Is that your final answer?
Guess so. Yeah.
Next question. What is your favorite Halloween candy when you go trick or treat?
Snickers.
All right, there it is. Time's up. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Brian, you might have a chance here.
Brian.
Oh, man.
Oh, what happened? Madison and Memphis.
Today might be the day. You're not trash, bro.
Today might be the day Brian wins.
Even they're admitting it. They're like, he might win.
All right, ready, Brian? This is the best chance you've ever had, bro. All right, ready? 30 seconds on the clock. Same 3 questions. Brian couldn't hear them beforehand. Let's go. 30 seconds on the clock. Vampirina's family owns a bed and breakfast that they rent out. What's it called?
Oh, it's in Transylvania. I know that. shoot! I don't know. Joe's? No idea.
Next question. Finish the lyric to this song.
Five little ducks went swimming one day, over the hills and far away. Mommy duck said quack, 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 quack.
But oh, but the kids were like quacking too.
Last question. I asked the kids, what is their favorite Halloween candy when they go trick-or-treat?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
All right, there it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Damn
it. Wow. You got some doozies at us today.
Oh, yeah, we're stepping up the game here, fellas. We're stepping up. All right, question number one. We asked, Vampirina's family owns a bed and breakfast that they rent out. What's it called? The kids passed.
Oh, well, Brian, at least I threw out Joe's.
You said Joe's. Because everybody wants to stay at Joe's.
Yeah.
It's actually called a Scare B&B.
Oh,
that's funny.
Too clever, man.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one. Number two, finish the lyric to the duck song. The kids said quack, quack, quack.
Right.
Five little ducks
been
swimming.
What are you doing?
We might be losing listeners right now.
But only four little ducks came back.
Man. That's a sad song, man. So one of the little ducks got eaten or something?
That is actually really depressing.
We honestly don't know what happened to the other ducks.
That's awful.
Shoot, man. I hope he decided to go live his dreams, maybe go to college or something.
It's like, I don't want to be part of this song anymore. Last but not least, what is your favorite Halloween candy when you go trick-or-treating? That's what we asked the kids. Brian, you said?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And they said?
Snickers.
That means the kids win.
Guys, we were all pretty trashy today. We weren't good.
Oh, man. Congratulations to Memphis, Madison, and Harlem. You guys won four tickets to go to WWE SmackDown, all right?
Yay. Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, guys. Have fun at school.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 7:40 in the morning for you right now. And our special Halloween season segment continues, where we want to hear your most epic ghost stories. But not like scary ghost spirit style. Something even scarier. Human stories. Meaning that, tell us about that time a human ghosted on you. Left you stranded, stood you up nasty. Hit us up via call or text at 877-971-HITS. Whether you got ghosted on or you were the one that ghosted on somebody else, we want to hear from you. 877-971-HITS. Can't wait. Last week we did this, man. The stories were beyond out of control. Like, I couldn't even imagine these ghosting stories.
It's always amazing to me how little self-awareness a lot of guys have when they ghost. Like, they just bounce. It's like out of sight, out of mind. It's ridiculous.
And I feel like it's such a trend these days, because obviously with all the dating apps, there's so many options. So people just don't want to face it and break up with someone or tell them they're not interested anymore, and they just stop answering their text messages. And honestly, it's cowardly.
You know what it's like? It's like when you grab something at the supermarket and then you change your mind. And then you just leave it wherever else, where it doesn't belong.
I just love that. You seen like sandwich meat in with the beer? Like,
you just slide it in, kind of hide it in the back.
Why did you change your heart over this sliced turkey, man?
Nobody will ever find the turkey ever again. You feel like just ghosted, right? I remember the one that struck out the most, or struck me the most, was, remember the listener called in and she was so excited because she was going on a date with this guy to a music festival in Long Beach. The guy dropped her off close to the entrance and then said, "Hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go look for parking." The dude still, to this day, has not come back.
That is the most extra thing I've ever heard of, right?
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
All right, coming right about now, we got our special Halloween season segment that's continuing. It's Halloween's tomorrow, you know. We want to hear your most epic ghost stories, but not like scary spirit ghosts, something scarier. Humans ghosting on you, leaving you stranded. Someone that stood you up. Brian confessed last week that he's a recovered ghost.
A reformed.
Reformed ghost.
I've seen the errors of the ghosting ways.
Brought back from the dead.
Literally. I saw it when I walked into a bar and my buddy was dating a girl that I ghosted on and I didn't remember her last name.
Oh, Bri, you kill me.
Whoopsies. And you, like, literally looked like I saw a ghost when I figured out who it was.
For real. 877-971-HITS, your most epic ghost stories. Hit us up. Christina from Whittier with the Girls Out Prettier. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
What's up with all these prettier girls from Whittier getting ghosted?
Oh, my gosh. Brian, my story makes you look like a saint. Let me tell you.
Oh, no.
Lay it on me.
I was 5 months pregnant with my
3-year-old, my baby daddy at the time tells me, babe, I'm going to go home. I'm going to grab some things real quick. I love you. I'll be back later. Never saw or heard from him again.
Wait, what? 5 months pregnant. He said, I'm going to go get some stuff from home. Even said, I love you. I'll be right back.
And then bounced.
Never saw him again.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. My daughter's going to be 3 in a few days. She doesn't know me different. She has an amazing dad in her life now. But, oh, I told you, Brian, you look like a saint.
Thank you very much, Christine. I'll take it.
Do you know anything about him, like where he is or anything?
You know, I tried to track him down. I hired a private investigator. I found his address, sent him some papers, some ultrasound pictures, and I got a return to sender.
Jeez.
What about
him.
What about his family and friends? I'm sure you knew them, right?
He never introduced me.
Whoa!
Oh,
Like he's got another family somewhere. Yeah.
This dude definitely had a situation.
That was my thinking, was I was the other girl.
How long are you guys dating before you got pregnant?
Probably 3-4 months. Yeah. I got pregnant. And so we were dating almost a year.
Shoot.
He was sleeping with me. He would go to work in the morning, come home from work, stay the night at my house, be there for a few weeks. Go home, grab some stuff, come back. So, like, when he said, oh, I'm going to grab some stuff, I'll be back, I didn't think anything of it.
It seemed normal. Yeah.
Wow.
That is a trip, Christina. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is the most epic ghost story we've heard.
It's pretty committed.
All week.
Hi to you guys. Go ahead, Mama. Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
And my voice for you.
You're Lily. Say, my name is Lily.
Thanks, Lily.
Ah, we love you, Lily. We want to wish you an early happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lily.
Thank you.
Lily, we have a birthday present for you.
Oh, they have a present for you?
Yay. We got 4 tickets for you guys to go to Six Flags, okay?
Oh, wow.
I think she's happy, although unclear.
She said no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, thank you guys. Oh, that's gonna make her day.
No worries. Well, have fun. Stay on the line. We'll get you all the details for your Six Flags tickets. And congratulations on being such a strong, amazing single mother, man. All single moms are superheroes.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. Hang tight.
Got a text with 323. Joe here. So I have mad ghosted an ex-girlfriend of mine. We met in a class, and we were going out for a while in the semester. But once the semester was over, we were over as well, and I stopped texting her and ignored all her texts.
So bad.
A friend once said, why haven't I seen your girlfriend in a while? What's up with that? I was like, semester's over, so we are over too, but it's all good. It's not like I'm going to see her on campus again. So it's all good. Hashtag not proud of it. Joe, I have news for you. You will run into that person on campus again.
I was going to say that.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me. It's going to happen to you. And you're going to just try to pretend you know her, because it's bad when you don't.
Brian's been through the opposite, right?
Exactly.
Samaria from Whittier with the girls all prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
She laughs because she knows it's true. You're pretty, huh, Samira?
No comment.
She's a humble pretty. I like that. Samira, tell us your epic ghost story. What happened to you?
So I was kind of dating this guy. We were talking for about a month. And one night he invites me to go to a bar in Long Beach. And I was like, okay, I'll go. So I drove from Whittier all the way to Long Beach. I text him before I get there. I'm like, hey, where are you? And he's like, I'm here. And I'm like, okay. He's like, where are you? And then I text him when I got inside. And I was like, I'm here. And he read the message. And then I was like, where are you? And then he never replied. He read it. And I was like, what the hell? I'm in the same bar, apparently, and I don't see him. He hasn't texted me back. 15 minutes or so go by, and I'm like, it, I'm leaving. I'm going to go to a different bar. And I did, and I met somebody else, and they asked me on a date, and I went.
Nice. I mean, that was a good spin move off of that ghost.
You don't know that dude anything if he just didn't show up.
And you've never heard from him ever again.
I kind of have, but I blocked him. He like messaged me like a stupid kissy face emoji one day, and I was like, what? Nope.
The ghost move is like disappear, and then like every once in a while just try to dip a toe back in the pool, see what's up.
Yeah, well, it didn't work because I never replied.
Good.
Samira was like, the pool's closed, homie.
Out of season, bitch.
Yeah.
Samira, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you listening to us, for real. We love you, girl.
Love you too, bye.
Melissa from North Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your most epic ghost story. Who ghosted on you?
All right. Well, it's actually happened twice on my birthday.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Does your birthday fall on Friday the 13th?
No kidding.
No, December 11th. But And I've been ghosted on twice for that day because, you know, yay. The first time was probably the most epic. I was dating this guy for a while, and he had a friend that I actually knew because we all went to high school together. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, she's just my best friend. I was like, that's cool. My birthday comes. He's supposed to be my ride to my birthday party. And all of a sudden, like, I can't get an answer from him, like, at all.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to get to my birthday party? Like, I need to be drunk for tonight, so I can't drive.
Priorities.
Exactly. And so I found a friend to drive me. 2 weeks later, I found out from another friend that he married that girl because he got her pregnant.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Acumen?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, so you never heard from him, but you found out through another person that he actually got another girl pregnant around the time of your birthday, and he found out about it and then married her?
Yeah. Within, like, 2 weeks.
It sounds like that's going to work out well for them.
Oh, no, they're already divorced.
Jeez, how are you doing now? You think you're going to get ghosted on your birthday coming up?
I think it's much better now.
Good.
The boyfriend I'm with right now is already, like, planning my birthday, and I don't think he's going to ghost me.
Well, we're going to check in with you on December 12th.
Yeah, we are. For sure.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So, if you're around kids, this song has taken over your life. And you kind of hate the song. I'm a father. I have an almost 2-year-old beautiful daughter named Ariela. And it's not that I hate it because it's a bad song. It's just that it stays in my head forever and ever and ever. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can never get it out of my head. Although it works miracles on your kids, especially when you're in the car and they're going nuts, screaming, kicking seats, throwing stuff. You throw this on? It's like they're hypnotized and start doing the little
unbelievable
shark bites. It's absolutely amazing. But we barely introduced this to Brian late last week, and it's already created problems in your life, bro.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know any kids' songs, which rightfully, I have no kids, so rightfully so. If I did, if I was up on the latest kids' songs as just a dude living in my 30s, living with a roommate in West Hollywood, there would be some concerning issues.
Yeah.
So I'm happy I don't know what these songs are, but they are built to be so catchy and so silly and so ridiculous. I saw a video on Twitter yesterday of a 3-year-old trying to ask Alexa to play Baby Shark. And Alexa just couldn't figure out what she was saying. And then as soon as the song started playing, she just starts dancing. Like, uncontrollably.
It's automatic, so bro. It's like they press a button on your kid.
But they're built to be so, like, earworms, where songs that get stuck in your head forever, right? And so, randomly, I'm at Coffee Bean. I'm just in line, and I'm sitting there, and I just left the gym, and it's just a normal afternoon. And all of a sudden, I start going, do 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 do, like in my, like out loud. I'm doing this out loud, and I don't even realize that I'm like do 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 do, baby, do 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 do. And the guy behind me, like, is a father, and he thinks we're gonna have some sort of like dad bro bonding moment because he's got the song in his head now, and he goes like, he hits me on the shoulder, he's like, kids, right? You got kids? He's like, mine's 3. And I'm like, no.
As a matter of fact, I don't.
I say to him, I don't have kids. And he goes, how do you have that song in your head? Like, he's all concerned now.
And then the song in the father's head, the song he started hearing was this. Why do you know that little kid song?
Yeah.
Like, he hides his kid behind him.
He had a look on his face like he didn't know what was the next interaction we need to have. Like, does he need to call the authorities? Like, why is this grown man with no kid? Like, and I said it like super awkward, like, I have no kids. I have no kids. And he was like, how? Like, how? Why would you choose
Did
to
you
have
explain?
That song? So he's like, why? What? Why? Why are you having that baby? He's like, that song is just ruining my life right now, but my kid loves it. And I'm like, listen, man, I'm on a radio show, and they kind of ambushed me with it, and I didn't know the words. And now just randomly I'll break into do, 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 do. And he goes, I do that all day long. I do that all day long. And I'm like, why? Why do they make these songs so catchy for adults? Can't they just make it so, you know, like a dog whistle?
Yeah.
Where like certain frequencies we can't hear? Yeah. Make it so we can't hear the song, man. Come on, science. Make it like invisible to my ears. I can't be walking around doot, 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 dooting all over Wilshire Boulevard. Someone's going to, there's Amber Alerts are going to go off.
Yes.
So, Brian, I knew you had this encounter. So our good friend Shan, who works here at Amp Radio on the street team, she actually discovered Baby Shark R&B version.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's a little more your
style. A little
more
mature.
You like R&B. Yeah, so here it is, bro.
Ooh, okay.
This presents other problems for me. Because I'm super tall and white. So the R&B version, I need like a grunge version. Can Blink-182 remix this for me? I need something a little more grown man-ish.
Baby Shark. No, I got it right here. Let's make it.
Oh! Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Baby Shark.
We figured it
that
out.
Works,
I mean, kind of.
Totally catchy.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Oh my gosh, so much drama.
So you see.
Yeah, that's right. The Cardi B and Nicki Minaj feud, it continues. They make my job very easy.
Well, kind of, but you got to sift through
that's
the
true.
Garbage.
I actually, it's a little bit stressful. I'm like, wait, what happened when? So let me kind of stick with me here. There's a lot that happened yesterday. So basically, everything was kind of reignited again yesterday. They've obviously been in this feud for many months now. But Nicki went on her radio show and basically brought up the whole New York Fashion Week after party altercation they had, the one where Cardi threw a shoe at her. Mm-hmm. And basically, she claimed that it wasn't security who hit Cardi in the face and made that big like bump on her head. It was actually Nicki's friend, Ra Ali.
Anybody that want to pull up the surveillance footage, I will give you $100,000.
I'm not going to let Ra look like a liar when everybody was there. We all were there. I have a cameraman. And then you tried to take my camera. She tried to take the camera from my cameraman because she don't want that out. But sweetheart, I'm not going to put that out. I'm not like that. I'm not going to put out you getting beat up. For what?
Wait, I thought she just said she was going to give $100,000 and now she's not going to put it up.
So it's all very confusing. They keep doing this. They keep saying something and then kind of going back on it. Yeah. But another thing that Nicki said on her show last night that made Cardi upset was she's claiming that she did not leak Cardi's phone number. And I guess Cardi's sister, Hennessy, claims that she did. So here's her talking about that.
I've never leaked a number in my life on God. And y'all continue to lie on me because it's so important for you to make me look like a bad person. And I protected you from the situation of saying how badly you got beat.
So there's that. Then she ends her rant basically extending an olive branch to Cardi, saying we can be happy for each other. We can exist and do our thing and be happy. I'm perfectly fine with never talking about this again. So then from there, Cardi, of course, hears all this stuff.
Right.
She gets upset. She goes on Instagram, responds to Nicki in a series of Instagram videos, 9 videos to be exact.
Main feed, by the way.
Yeah, main feed. It took a minute to watch them all. But she basically calls Nicki a liar.
How you saying that I got ragged by Ra Ali when there is so many footages of that night, every single angle, and where am I getting ragged at? You lie so much you can't even keep up with your lies. First you're saying that you got the footage, your cameraman got the footage, but now you're talking about you want to pay somebody $100,000 if they give you the footage? Makes sense when you're talking.
If this is a battle of storytelling, I love Cardi B storytelling better. Yeah. I love her storytelling.
She makes up words.
Right?
It's great.
Also, I don't know if you guys follow the dictionary.com on Twitter. They're the greatest Twitter follow ever.
Uh-uh.
People were making fun of Cardi for saying footages, right? And the dictionary.com just retweets people and just puts them in their place. Like, footages is actually a word.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Dictionary.com throws so much shade. It's amazing.
Multiple footage.
All the footage.
Yeah. So in Cardi's rant, she also addresses the whole thing because Nicki's been saying that she used payola to boost her numbers.
Let me just explain what payola
is.
Payola is usually what we could all get in major trouble and even fired from our jobs if we accept money from an artist to play their songs on the radio. That's what payola is all about.
So here's Cardi talking about that.
Maybe I should sue you for defamation of character since you want to claim that I'm using something illegal called payola because you don't understand why I am so successful. And my thing is, just like every new artist that had a mega hit like SZA, Ella May, after they get a mega hit, everybody wants to listen to them. So why is it that when people want to listen to me, you cannot believe it, that I gotta be cheating for that?
So there's that. The other thing that this is actually really interesting. So Cardi also in her rant says that she was offered the Diesel deal, the fashion brand Diesel, before Nicki was. But the CEO of Wilhelmina Models reposted the video of Cardi's rant and said, this is not true. Like, Nicki was offered it first. Ooh. And he would have been the one who signed the deal.
Right.
So there's that. She also in her rant claimed that she was first approached about doing the collab with Little Mix. But Little Mix reposted an actual text conversation saying, no, this isn't true. We always wanted Nicki on it. Ooh. The song wasn't going to happen if Nicki wasn't going to be on it. So there's that. It's a lot. So then Cardi ended her rant by also extending an olive branch.
Get out of here.
If you really want to talk about it, you know where to link me. We could always link up. You know who to reach out. We could settle it. However you want to settle it. We could talk about it or we could fight it out. I'm with whatever. But I'm sick and tired of that back and forth shit.
That sounds like an olive branch across somebody's face.
You're going to whack someone with it.
Well, and the thing that's interesting, too, is that so they keep doing this. They'll say all this, talk all this smack, and then they're like, but we can be positive, because then after all that happened, Cardi posted all those videos. Nicki goes on Twitter, says, you're an effing fraud. I'll pay you to take a lie detector test about every claim I made on Queen Radio, but you won't. But then she goes, okay, you guys, let's focus on positive things only from here on out. We're all so blessed. I know this stuff is entertaining and funny to a lot of people, but I won't be discussing this nonsense anymore. Thank you for your support and encouragement.
Yeah, right.
To which Cardi responded, reposted Nicki's tweet and said, all right, then, let's keep it positive and keep it pushing. So I'm like, wait,
so now
where
good?
Do we stand? What's happening? It's just a lot.
They just need to do a song together already. Please. And just on a serious note, man, like in the urban world, right? And even like many other music genres, it's so difficult for women to break through and to have a spotlight like they have right now. And for them to be at the top and fighting over each other and fighting each other and putting each other down like this, it's sad, man, because it's like, here you are, two women at the top of the rap game, like, create more lanes to allow more women to come through, you know?
Exactly.
And help each other out.
And I think the thing with, like, the New York Fashion Week fight, like, we've all kind of forgot about it by now.
Right.
So for them to bring it, rehash it, bring it back up, no one really cares if Nicki's friend is the one who punched her. I mean, it's just, like, it's silly stuff. It's just nonsense.
They sound like 2 5-year-olds arguing in the back of a van, and, like, the daddy's be like, I'll turn this car right around on both of you. And then they'll both be like, okay, sorry.
So there you have it, you guys. I'll keep you updated. I'm sure
more
will happen today. So stay tuned for that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, talking about Nicki and Cardi.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Ready to get your calls on how people have cheated on you or you cheat on them, all because we want to find out, how do these people do it? What are their tactics?
What are the moves?
Expose the cheaters' tactics. Because we're on a mission, baby.
Yeah.
Eradicating cheating from SoCal. I know it sounds crazy, but you know what? Crazier things have been thought up of, and they've happened.
I feel like
going to the moon. You know what I'm saying?
We're either eradicating these or just forcing cheaters to get more creative. Either way, the game's evolving.
There you go. All right, let's go to our phone lines. We got Sabrina from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sabrina, expose those cheaters' tactics. What happened to you?
You know, I think cheaters are always trying to find out where you are.
Cheaters are the ones trying to find out where you are?
Yeah, like they want to know how much time they have before, you know, like you go and meet up or whatever.
They want to get like an accurate ETA on you all the time.
Well, he was a firefighter, so he worked a lot. And when he did have time for me, he would be like, oh, come on, let's, I want to hang out with you, babe, whatever. And one night I was hanging out with my family in Riverside. So it was a while away from where he lived. But I was like, oh, you know, I don't know how long I'll be, but maybe the next day or something. But then I was like, you know what, I'll just go surprise him.
Oh, how cute. What a beautiful thought.
So I didn't think of it as a bad thing. I didn't think anything was going on. I just was like, oh, I want to go see him. So I went over there, and his car was at the house. His lights were off. I'm like, okay, maybe he's asleep. I'm still going to surprise him. So I knocked on the door, and as I got there, there he walks out with some chick, and her hair is messed up, and, you know. And,
oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
So did you confront him then, or what did you do?
I was just like, I'm out of here, and he went chasing after me, and she had a little Beetle car, and she's like, nothing happened. We're just friends,
okay.
And we were talking.
I dislike her very highly.
Sure.
This chick. So she knew you from before, Sabrina?
I've never met her in my life. I guess this was just one of his, like, friends. But to be honest, I don't really know if anything happened, but, I mean, the signs were there.
Oh, it happened.
And, you know, yeah. And she's like, he loves you. You have no idea. I'm like, so what are you doing here if you love
him? She's like, you don't even understand. When we're doing it, he says your name out loud.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Sabrina, no manches. That's wild. How are you doing nowadays?
I'm good. I mean, I have kids now, and they're my life. Yeah. They make me happy.
Is he the father of those kids?
Oh, no, no. That was years ago, but I'll never forget that.
I mean, how often do you forget a woman and a bug trying to chase you down the street telling you that the guy's in love with you still?
I bet you were excited when recently VW announced that they were going to stop making the Beetle Bug.
Yeah, you're like, that's what you get.
Karma.
You ruined the car.
It was green. It was a green one, so it was super bright.
Ew, it looked like poo. Yeah, grow like up. I never liked that green bug anyways.
Sour Skittle.
Another thing I wanted to mention, though, a cheater tactic is that his excuse was, she has a boyfriend.
Yeah, but it's like, you guys are both cheating. That's perfect.
Yeah. You should have been like, great human beings.
Yeah.
Sabrina, I'm sorry that anytime you see a green beetle bug, it brings you back to that moment.
Yeah.
Or a green Skittle.
I just want to slug the beetle, not the person next to me.
Sabrina, you are hilarious. We love you, girl. Thank you so much for calling in and exposing a very unique cheater tactic. Always asking you, where are you and how long are you going to be till you get home?
Mm-hmm.
Also, that they can find out how much time they have to mess around with the side piece.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. We got 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Make it quick.
Set up a little timer like they're cooking a turkey.
The bell goes off. Ding. Like, it's a wrap. She's turning onto the street.
You got to go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So, you know what's interesting is that you hear about people going above and beyond mm-hmm. to try to propose to their girlfriends in a crazy way. And then you'll hear other girls react to the story like, oh my gosh, no, like if my man did that, I would say no, definitely not. Like, you need to propose some other way, you know? Like, Chels, for you, the man that's lucky enough to marry you one day.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever he may be out there.
Out there. Maybe listening.
Chelsea's like, I hope. Hi.
Somewhere in the abyss.
Yeah.
Is there like a list of like, definitely don't propose this way?
Of course. 100%.
You should, like, of course. Yeah. Every girl has this. Or
yeah.
What?
Did you not propose to me at Disneyland or Disney World?
Oh,
I don't know.
Gosh.
I just think it's so cheesy. And I love Disney. Don't get me wrong. But I just, that to me, that's very, it's cheesy.
Plus, if it doesn't work out, man, it's going to ruin Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly.
I proposed to my wife at Disneyland.
You did? I didn't realize that. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No.
I was like, no. And then don't propose on like a birthday or an anniversary or
right.
pre-existing date or Christmas or I don't. I want us to have our own engagement
right.
date. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so.
Don't hijack that date, basically.
Yeah. Right. And then also like, don't it just be? It can't just be like a nonchalant thing where you're like sitting in your living room. They're like, hey, by the way, want to get engaged? You know, you hear those stories. I'm like, that sounds awful. I want like them to actually prepare something and maybe like
okay.
maybe fly my family out.
Jeez,
maybe
go?
Like, you know,
Lord.
Flash dance. I don't know.
But settle
like,
down.
Flash dance.
Or wait, what would it? Is it a flash dance or a?
Yeah, it's called flash dance.
Flash dance. Or like
flash
just something
mob.
Planned. You
flash
know?
Dance sounds like you're like a dude with a trench coat.
Yeah. Flash mob. You got to throw
flash
the mob in there.
That's what it is. I was like, why did that sound weird when I said it?
Especially if your family's over and mm-hmm. they do a flash dance. Awkward.
No, thanks.
Here's the thing. You just got to know the person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you gotta,
right?
Like, you're not just gonna get proposed to out of the blue, I'm guessing. Like, with my girlfriend, if I was gonna propose and I did it in public, she would, I'm assuming she'd still say yes, but we'd have, like, she would shoot daggers at me. Cause she
really?
Doesn't wanna be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't wanna be in front of anybody. She doesn't wanna be embarrassed. She doesn't wanna get nervous. She doesn't wanna have people filming her. She wants to have, like, her own moment to process things. So that's out for me. I don't think she'd ever want me to do it on any holiday. She
mm-hmm.
would, sure as hell would not want me to fly her family anywhere near that situation.
Really?
Because she just wants it to be like,
intimate.
I know her well enough to know where
yeah.
her boundaries are.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. Now, granted, you better find a dude with some cheddar because he's flying people all over the place,
well, you know.
Setting up a flash mob. He's got people on zip lines coming
yeah.
down.
It's not too much to ask, is it?
Nah. If they love you, they'll do it, Chelsea.
Right?
But now you know what kind of income you need to marry
yeah.
Chelsea.
We're going to have to do a little bit of an audit on any guy. Like, dude, really, bro? You're only making that much? You know that she wants a flash mob. I don't think they're free.
I proposed to Janet at the airport during a layover.
Oh, that's cute.
Her family was flying back from Mexico. They went out there to visit. And I was living in Dallas at the time. My family was visiting around Christmas, New Year's time. And they were just going to be in Dallas for 3 hours and then fly back to San Francisco. And then that's when I proposed to her. Because I had talked to her dad right before then. And her parents were there. Her abuelita was there. And then my parents were there. And it was awesome. She loved it. And it was kind of weird, though, because then it was like, we were like happy. She's crying. We're kissing. Her grandma's like, all right, yeah. No tanto beso. Not so many kisses. And we're like, all right, sorry, abuelita. And then Janet's like, okay, well, I got to go catch a flight now.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. But it was definitely dope. I bring That's all cool. this up because I saw this really cool story of a Venezuelan soccer player. He's actually a forward. His name is Eduardo Bello, which means beautiful in Spanish. That's dope, right? Anyways, greatest celebration ever. He's playing professional soccer in South America. He shoots, he scores, and he runs into the stands.
Aww.
Somehow pulls a ring out of his sock.
Oh my God.
His soccer sock.
Heartbeat still.
And proposes That's to so his cute. Girlfriend in the middle of the game.
That oh ring God. Smells so bad.
You know what I'm saying?
He's had it for weeks. Every game, he's been waiting to score a goal. He's like, oh, not today.
He hasn't scored in like 18 games. And, but what the funniest thing about it is, though, that when he came back on the field, the referee gave him a yellow card. Because you can't do that. You can't just leave the game. You know what I'm saying? So he got like a yellow card for it. But then, you know, the audience was going nuts.
I mean, that's just so funny that's that cute. He gets like a personal foul. Like, this referee's got no chill. Like, he's got really? No heart.
He's like a bitter. He like divorced, probably like doesn't believe in love, you know?
Well, and the way that in soccer, the way they give you the card is so is such a slap in the face. They just stick the yellow card right in your face. Everyone's aggressively.
So anyways, thank you, Chelsea. Now we know. Mm-hmm. And whoever that man may be who's out there listening right now,
yeah,
you better get your ish together.
Better start a casting notice for it.
Start saving up now, homie.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Chelsea, this weekend you went to Halsey's Halloween party.
I did, yeah.
What was she dressed up as?
She dressed up as Poison Ivy.
Oh.
Yeah, superhero Poison Ivy. So she was the villain. Nice. She looked great. I mean, it was literally like a bra. She, it was like a bathing suit.
She wasn't wearing a whole lot.
She looked amazing. Her body looked amazing. She was rocking it for sure.
She looked freshly single. And out to, I don't know, per se, mingle at her Halloween party.
That's true. The best kind of revenge, right? After you break up with your boyfriend, what do? You go out and party, have the life of your time, and look extra hot and post tons of pictures on social media to be like, here I am.
Here I am.
Wear pasties.
That's what I did when I broke up with a girlfriend. I just wore pasties. And then she was like, oh, thank God I got rid of
it. Just got a visual.
I apologize, Chelsea. Not always have I had a dad bod, Chelsea. Okay. When I was at Cal Poly Pomona, I was ripped.
I think you're shredded, bro.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. All right, dopest moment of the morning right now. Going out to Trisha from Pomona and her kids, Madison, Memphis, and Harlem. Love the names, right? Anyways, they get the dopest moment for being the dopest trash talkers we've heard this year. We have a kids' trivia game called Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? Brian has never, ever, ever won
not even
at this game, and the kids know this.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out.
Good morning!
Okay.
I love that chorus right there. Trisha, please let us know. What are the names and ages of the kids in your car right now?
I have Madison, she's 9. Memphis is 9. And Harlem is 12.
Memphis and Madison, why do you think you'll be able to beat Brian this morning?
He's always trash at it.
He's always trash at
trash.
It. Wow. That was
I was so in shock. I couldn't process it when it came through. I was like, wait, what? It killed me?
Short and to the point, but also like accurate. So, I really, there's nothing I can say when somebody comes with some smack talk that's like, you know, true.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, oh, that's new. You're right.
Well, I love them too because when we did play the game, they got like the first two wrong. And he said, like, you heard the kid in the background, he goes, oh, maybe Brian is going to win this one. Like, he like called it out. It was cute.
And then Brian said, hey, we're all trash.
Yeah.
Because they did so bad. So Brian was pretty bummed out about it. And so we brought his spirits back up by playing this.
Oh, God. This song is brutal. This is actually what torture people in prison.
Tell us.
Give me a confession. Oh, we'll play this forever.
Oh, you don't want to confess? Here's the R&B version.
It's so weird, though. though, because it like sexualizes it. You know?
Jeez.
It does. It's like, because R&B music, it's like, I feel like they're going to be like, I'll make love to you. That's what it reminds me of.
To a
you
shark?
Know? Well, no, but I'm saying, like, to when I hear shark. That R&B version, it,
only
like,
at SeaWorld.
I feel like it's like, you know, romantic.
Totally.
No?
Coming up next, Yessi Ortiz taking over your radio. Thank you for hanging out with us, guys, and giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything, not even a baby shark, steal your joy or your peace. Love you.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.